What's going on? It's your boy Malumi YouTube, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Malumi. Now, if you guys don't know who I am or what this podcast is about, I'm about to tell you. So I'm Tata Rampedi, digital content creator. I'm probably one of the most consistent content creators in South Africa. It is my passion and my job, and I really believe in just creating new ways to make money through digital media, through digital content, and just through storytelling. This podcast is basically like about my life. I've been telling people stories about me from as little as primary school. And today's episode is actually about me being friend zoned for 3 years. But before I get into the episode, I just want to start some new traditions for this podcast. Because on my main podcast, my name is Mike. I actually do this thing where I tell you guys how I am, where I'm at, and what I've been doing for the past couple of weeks. So right now, I'm actually in a really good space. I am in my workaholic space. Like, work comes first right now. Everything I'm doing is for the job. It's for work. Like, I was in Durban with a content creator from Nigeria called Steven. Steven Ndukwa. And he just instilled a crazy work ethic in me. We were shooting real estate, shooting tourism in Durban. And I lived with him for 7 days. Stayed in an Airbnb for like the first 3-4 days. Moved to a hotel, the Radisson. Shout out to the Radisson. And it was an amazing experience. And it just taught me that, like, you really need to think about what you're doing in life. And you need to go into a workaholic mode. So I just want to promote that. Like, I think everyone that's watching this podcast, like, it's so hard for me to actually record this content because I'm always so tired. Like, I literally came back yesterday from Durban. I was like, let me rest, see my girlfriend. And then today I'm like, you know, let me get my life together and try create consistency in the platforms and in the pillars of content that I have, which is this, Malume's Mike and Seated with Malume. And my other podcast, Malume's Mike. But just to let you guys know, I've got a whole lot of content coming. I'm trying really hard to fund my shows. I really appreciate you guys. And like you guys know, YouTube has this thing called Super Thanks or donations. So if you guys do want to support back towards the content that we produce, that will help us a lot because we need money to spend money to create really cool shows. So yeah, that's really exciting. But today I'm speaking about me being friend zoned for 3 years. I was in the friend zone for 3 years. But before I get into that, I want to let you guys know the top comment from the previous episode of Seated with Malume. Also, I'm really enjoying like doing this consistently. So the top comment says from Lifika, you are such a great storyteller. Thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you so much. I think that's one reason why I wanted to get into podcasting, especially having my own podcast like this one. It's because I think I actually really do enjoy storytelling. I enjoy connecting with you guys and just like speaking, bro. Like, I feel like I'm dramatic, and a lot of people don't get to see that dramatic side of me. So this is like, yeah, this is Tata Rampedi. So like, yeah, you'll see the dramatic side of me. But this story is cool, man. So it actually dates back all the way to grade 10. And you guys know my podcasts are kind of in some sort of like chronological order. So if you watch my previous episodes, you know that I spoke about my primary school, about my high school, some childhood traumas, you know, some tough times, bullying and all of that. So this one's going to like kind of bounce between grade 10 and first year because the previous episode was speaking about my first couple of weeks at a residence at the University of Pretoria. But yeah, man, I was in love. I think you guys are going to hear that quite a couple of times, the fact that I was in love. Like, I feel like I'm such a lover boy, bro. I was in love. Like, I didn't know girls in high school. Very rare to find girls that are in, like, you know, actually in like fall or enjoy or think they're beautiful because yeah, I was in a very white area. So I love black women. So it was really hard for me to just, you know, see what I love. So this was one girl. I'm going to call her Gabby for the sake of the podcast. Gabby was there was nothing special about Gabby when I think about her to this day. But when I throw back to grade 10, Gabby was cool. Gabby was like a black girl in a white area, just like me. Gabby was just trying to do her thing, get her high school qualification to go study further. And Gabby also had just white friends around her. So my white friends and Gabby's white friends were very close. So in return, it always made me very close to Gabby. And you can imagine if there's always two black people and one's a guy, one's a girl, everyone's hooking up. The group kind of expects, you know, the two black people to hook up. But we never really did. Most of the time, we would chill. We're really good friends. She made me laugh, I made her laugh. Like, it was cool, man. It was very, very relaxed. There was absolutely no pressure for us to hook up. Nor was there any sort of, like, attraction initially. And then after, like, maybe 4 months of, like, us always going bowling, us going ice skating with the groups, you know, going to the movies, youth at high school and everything, I was like, wow, I would love for this girl to be, like, my girlfriend, you know? And she was just there like she wasn't about it. Like I remember the first time I was like, yo, I was so whack back in the day. I was like, yo, how would you feel, you know, if you and I were together? Or how would you feel if I kissed you? Yo. But that's like, I hate the time when I used to ask girls, like, how would you feel if I made this action? Like, I feel like with girls, you guys can let me know if I'm right or wrong. You should never ask them, like, how would you feel? You have to make the action, and then from there, you see the consequence. And your action obviously has to be very respectful. Like, you know, like, obviously, just fasa means like you're gonna push game or like try to court them and then gauge their reaction. So, to me, I'd be like, yo, how would you feel if I did this? How would you feel? And she was just like, bro, I don't know, that sounds weird. Like, why would we do that? So, I was like, damn, okay. She goes, yeah, no, we should just be friends. So, I was like, okay, cool. I don't mind being just your friend, you know? But every time I would show her, bro, like, it was so weird. Like, I didn't want to be her friend. So there was a day I was like, yo, this is probably like now after a year of us being friends. I was like, dude, I really like you at some house party. Like, it's pumping. I'm going to try to paint the picture for you guys. Imagine just like when grade 11, bro, get la vodka. It's vodka. It's tequila. It's Russian beer. It's any alcohol that we could potentially buy at the bottle store. Remember back in the day, you go to the bottle store and you were like underage and you didn't know what you drink and you would never think about it before you step into the bottle store, and then now you're in the bottle store but you're idling because you don't know what to drink. You don't know if you should get vodka, you don't know if you should get tequila, should I get beers, should I get ciders, what do my friends want? So we were in the bottle store idling, eventually picking up some vodka, some tequila, some flavored vodka and everything. Go to this house party, it's bumping, it's like Chanda Monkey playing in the background, like you know, the white music, like EDM, that was a genre, EDM. Electric dance music, my boy. So it's pumping. She's there. I'm like, yo, what's up, Gabby? She's like, yo, what's up, Tato? I'm like, yo, can I chill with you? She's like, of course, take shots. So I'm looking at her lineup. No, I'm like, okay, cool. She's actually feeling me. Now we're dancing. She turns around, like, you know, she, when Nicole turns around and she looks you in the eyes and she like shakes her waist and stuff. And I'm like, ooh, got it. She's like, yo, Tato. Now for her, it's like, I think she kind of liked me. Like there was a little bit of attraction, like after that year. But because I was not a man that was firm and a man that like was sure in what I wanted to do, she would never make the first move. So now that was her trying to show me, like, you know, her like dancing, her looking me in the eyes, her wanting to be around me. Like that was like the first sign I should have seen. But I'd always end the night with, this night was so much fun. How would you have felt if I? She'd be like, bro, stop asking me how I feel about things. So she literally said, stop asking me how I feel about things. For me, that was like a big, dude, stop it. Like, I'm bothered. I don't want you. But what she was actually trying to say was, bro, stop asking me. Just do it. And I was just there like, yo, Mudimu. Obviously, I didn't know this at the time. Now, I'm that guy in high school who's putting everybody on. I'm putting Aiden on with this girl, May on with this girl. Like, I'm plugging everybody. And she's even seen this. And she's like, yo, you're the love doctor, but you can't find love for yourself. When there's people right here. So now I'm thinking she's saying like these people around, like I should just try court somebody, but she's talking about herself, bro. Cool. Now I'm like, I'm just like, fuck, like, you know, I hate my life. Like I want this girl. She doesn't want me. I only get to see her like once every 2 weeks, whatever, but we talk pretty much every day. Now it's like grade 11. Everyone's speaking about we're going to go to university and matric comes. We've all applied. She gets into University of Pretoria. I go to University of Pretoria. Now in the University of Pretoria, I mean, lots of us are staying in res. You guys know I stayed in res. Our white friends have apartments. And she was like commuting every day from the east side of Joburg. So now after school, we go chill at our one friend's apartment. And she, like, her and I would basically cuddle, bro. So now I was like, you know what? I am not going to be this guy in university. University, I'm going to be a new Tato. I'm going to be a four Tato. What did I do? I watched so many videos on how to court girls. I said, how to get out the friend zone. I was searching how to kiss a girl. I was searching how to make a girl see you. I changed the way I looked. I changed the way I spoke. I was exerting confidence. I even saw one video. I was like, bro, if you really like a girl, and if she doesn't want you back, and you want to like show her that she should be yours, you should hook up with like other girls in front of her. So what was I doing, bro? I was literally hooking up with her friends. I was like, literally, I was the confident Tato now. I'm kissing her friends, going out to the club with her, going out to like you know, like day vibes in Hatfield with her. And like, I was hooking up with girls, showing her that I'm assertive. And she goes, oh, you finally broke out yourself. You know how to speak to girls now. Then I was like, yeah, I know how to speak to girls. Do you want to see? And she goes, yo, you're still asking me questions. Then I was just there like, ah! Like, you know when you've been confident with pretty much everything you've been doing besides the thing that you want to be confident in? And I froze, bro. And then she laughed and she goes, yeah, still the same Tato I know from grade 10. I immediately felt horrible. Bro, I felt horrible. I was just like, yo, this girl, it's been 3 years and I'm in love with her. So now, eventually, I'm like, you know what? It's a new day. I think I showered 3 times. You know when you know you have to do something that day? You have to be very serious. Like, I'm like, today I'm going to finally make that move. I'm going to be firm. I'm playing music in the background. I'm pumping myself up. I'm brushing my teeth, rinse my mouth, chill 5 minutes, brush my teeth again. Because what? My teeth got to be pearly white. Take a shower, come back, take another shower. Come back, take another shower. I clean all my shoes. I ironed my clothes. I had a lint roller, my boy. I said, today is the day that I come out the friend zone. So I go to Gabby. I'm like, yo, Gabby, after your lectures today, meet me at like Centenary Building. It's like some building block at the University of Purdue. She goes, okay, cool, I'll meet you there. I meet her there. I'm like, yo, we're going out. So what do you mean? Like, no, I'm taking out to get some food. And I wanna just chill with you. She goes, oh, we should head up. I'm like, nah. I don't want to chill with other people. I just want to chill with you. So now she pulled that O, but it wasn't the O of like weird. It was the O like, okay, someone finally came to the damn party. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, okay, that'll be nice. Then I was like, okay, cool, this is working. But I'm there like, bro, don't be the loser that you are. Don't forget, stand tall. You've showered 3 times. Your shoes are shiny. You've ironed your t-shirt. The lint roller has rolled what it needs to roll. We need to keep it going, keep it flowing, right? Like the what? Like the water. So now we go to some local bar, get some burgers, get some drinks. Then I'm like, yo, listen, I don't want this to end. She goes, what do you mean? And we say, also, why are you seem so different? I'm there like, bro, I've watched 15 YouTube videos for this moment. But I'm still like, nah, I'm not different. I'm just showing what I want. Yo, she's just there like, wow. I was just there like, all of these things are working. Because, you know, the video said confidence. The video said, you know, be about everything you're doing. So now I'm like, yo, we should get some ice cream. She's like, cool, I'd love that. We get some ice cream. Then I'm like, yo, bro, honestly speaking, let's get some ice cream. Maybe I can get us a bottle of wine and we can go chill by like the grass outside my area. She goes, I'd like that. Get everything. We're chilling now. Now we're laughing. We're drinking wine, getting a bit tipsy. And it's a good time. And she goes, bro, I like this side of you. Then I'm like, what side? She's like, the confident side. Then I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, I like you. And she goes, well, what about me? I'm like, nah, I like all of you. Like the way you look, the way you dress, the way you carry yourself. I like you. And this thing of being your friend is not going to work for me anymore. If anything, I'm not your friend anymore. And she looks at me and then she laughs for like a good 5 minutes. I'm just there like, yo, I messed up. I was too cocky. I was too confident. And then she's laughing like, okay, not she's laughing. Not 5 minutes, maybe like a minute and 30 seconds. She's absolutely dying. Look her in the eyes and I go, what's funny? And she goes, nah, I just can't believe that you finally got the balls to tell me how you feel about me. Then I was like, it's more than that. And she's like, what do you mean? I leaned into her. And then she's like, oh, bro, do I not burp? Do I not burp? Dude, I burped. Like, I'm leaning into it, and then it's like, and she's just there, like, what the actual hell is happening? So now I burp in her face. And I remember the videos. They were like, bro, even in the moments where you feel like you've messed up, you can always pick up the ball as long as you do it correctly and concisely. So I burp, and then she laughs, and then I'm like, yo, that's the old me coming out. I'm sorry. Then she laughs and she's like, what do you mean it's old you? I was like, nah, it's the one that you had friends on. Let me show you the new me. She goes, oh, pull in. I said, Lamzer. I gave her a Lamzer that took me like 10 sessions with my hand to practice. A Lamzer that took me like I was practicing kissing oranges, bro. Like I was not the coolest kid growing up, okay? I think I've made this very clear in many videos. The tattoo that I am today is not a tattoo from the past. Right now, I'm an endo. Damn, you get me? So now we kiss. But now, I got too excited after that kiss. So now we kiss, and it's a good time, and she's giggling. And then now she's like leaning into me. She goes, finally, I'm grabbing her by the waist. I'm pulling her in. The vibe continues. Mind you, we're good friends. We've been friends for 3 years. You get me? And only different times that we kiss, and now we can like cuddle type beat. And we used to cuddle anyway, but now it's like cuddling with intent. Now, bro, it's a vibe. We go on a second date, go on a third date. We're going horse riding. We're trying everything. We're actually falling for each other. But now, at the time, like, I think I had one previous sexual partner, right? So then I'm like, yo, bro, I really want to, like, we're in my res room now. Sorry, I'm not telling the story properly. Now we're in my res room after a date. We used to go to my res room quite a bit and watch like an episode of a show or watch like a movie, depending on how much time she had before she had to go back home because she was driving. Mm-hmm. Now it's like the res rooms at res, like it's about, mind you, I share my room with my old roommate, Chris. So it's like the rooms are divided a little bit, but then you can pretty much hear each other. I can be like, Chris, you can be like, yeah, that's how much you can hear me. We both have bunk beds. The bottom bed is like a desk where you work and everything, and the top bed is the bunk bed. Now, the hardest thing about these types of bed is getting a girl to come onto the bunk bed. You understand what I'm saying? To go to the top floor, to get to the second level, the lover's level. You understand what I'm saying? So now I'm thinking of like 10 possible ways to get her up there. So what I used to do is that I'd sit on the top bed and then she'd sit down. And eventually she'd be like, yo, come down. And then she'd always be like, yo, you're always like doing things alone. That time she's like, guys, I want you guys to understand, like, her saying, like, doing things alone was her asking me to invite her up. But I was too scared. So now we chill in my room. I'm chilling up there, sitting down there. And I mean, she's like, I'm down. Now I'm like, yo, I actually can't do this anymore. Like, I need to actually, like, I want it. We were at the level where we could, you know, have sexual intercourse. We could do some stuff. Now it's like, we could be intimate. Let me use the word intimate. Sexual intercourse sounds so rough, bro. So now she leaves eventually, as usual. Like, bye, kiss her goodbye. Give her a nice hug. Then I call my boy. I'm like, guys, I don't know how to get this girl on my bunk bed. And these are guys that have obviously taken girls to their bunk bed. These guys are like, bro, watch a movie up there. Next time you get there, like, have the wine on the desk and everything. Have one chair. Don't have another chair. And then literally put the laptop there. And like, yo, let's sit here. So now my dumb ass disregards everything that I've learned from those amazing YouTube videos on how to court a girl, how to have confidence, and how to be the man that I need to be. What does my dumb ass do? I ask her like, yo, I really think we could take it to the next level. I really think, like, I really want to do this thing with you. She goes, bro, why would you ask me? And then I'm there thinking, yo, I messed up. She goes, don't ask me those things. Just do. So now she comes. Mind you, all I've done is kiss. I've never touched her body. Now she comes to the same thing. To have a day, come back to the room, a movie time. Now I've got the one chair there because I've been given advice. I put my laptop on the bed. I'm like, yo, we're going to watch the laptop up here. Now she giggles because she knows what's happening, because obviously I have asked for consent the previous night, which I still believe in. Like, I still think when you want to have sexual intercourse with somebody, it should be a conversation. Like, yo, you know, would you, like, if you're dating somebody, like, it's okay to ask, like, yo, do you think we're at the point where we could start having sex, or how you feel about sex, or... you know, like, what are you, like, you know, I think it's a grown conversation to have. It just sounds very scary, but I really believe in it. Unless you're really good at reading energies and, you know, being able to just do all those things. I think that takes time with certain people. It took time with me. So now I'm there on the bed. Eventually we're both there watching on the single bed, watching a series. We're cuddling. I've never, like, touched her body. So I'm like, yo, can I please touch this part of your body? It's like her upper body. It's her boobs, man. I'm like, can I grab it? And then she giggles. She goes, bro, you surprise me. One day you're confident, one day you're not confident. What is happening? And then I'm just there like, bro, I've escaped the friend zone with this girl, and it has been 3 years of me suffering. I should stop suffering. So you know what I did? I grabbed that boob like it was mine. I grabbed that boob, and we started, like, you know, cuddling, and I was just holding her. And bro, I'm just like, yeah, I'm doing it. Now, mind you, I haven't touched the boob in months, bro. Like, so for me, that was very overwhelming. Anyway, and I hate for this thing to sound sexual and this podcast to be sexual, but I just want to tell you guys my experience, you know? So now everything happens, like, we're holding each other, kissing and everything, it's good. And then now we're doing the acts that happened before, like sex, like just kissing, rubbing on each other and everything. Then now I'm like getting ready. Bro, I have protection under my pillow. I'm so ready. I'm like, you know what? In this moment, I am going to lay it down. I'm going to show her the petty that I have in me. I mean, it's in my motherfucking surname, Ramb Petty. Let's pettify this girl. Bro, kissing, everything sharp, exciting, 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 exciting. I'm my boy is ready. She's ready. I grab strap. As I'm about to put on strap, zoo, the number you have dialed does not exist. You know the windows, boom, boom. Bro, as I grab the protection, as I grab the strap, I immediately go soft. And now I'm there like, bro, you must be kidding me. So I'm like, okay, cool. No, maybe I just need to, like, you know, get into the mood. Now she's looking at me like, is everything okay? Then I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. Mind you, I'm a rookie, bro. So I'm like, okay, cool, let's just kiss again, but I'll keep the strap very close to me this time. So as soon as I'm rock hard, I go again. Kissing, kissing, kissing. She's touching up on me. She wasn't really touching me much, which I think was also not fair. I feel like when you're about to be sexual with somebody, guy and girl, or partner and partner, it's really like, it's very important for each of you to turn each other on to a certain level. Like, it can't just be the guy turning on the girl. It can't just be the girl turning on the guy. You know what I'm saying? It needs to really be like a dance between the both of you. So this wasn't a dance. It was more of a thing of like us kissing and I was turning her on, but she wasn't like pleasing me to turn me on. But 9 times out of 10, guys don't need that much motivation and inspiration to get going. Bro, so now second time, I'm good. I put on strap. As I put the strap on, eventually I embark on the journey of activating my lower limbs. After like 2 movements, I instantly go soft again. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to give myself a TED talk. I go to the bathroom. I'm like, you're the guy. All the videos that I've watched, I'm like, you're the guy. You're the man. You can do this. Come on. And you're looking like, you can do this, bro. Let's go. Like, ain't nobody stopping us today. It's me. It's Gabby. And we're going hard, bro. You're going to be hard. You are hard. You are the hardest guy I know. I get back, walk back into the room, confident as hell. I open the door. She's like, I think we should just watch the movie and just chill down here. Now she's fully clothed. I'm coming back. I was just like, I think I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, but like, as easy off. So I'm just there like, oh no, we can try one more time. I'm really okay. Like, I got this thing. I'm just a bit nervous. She goes, nah, I'm not down anymore. And then I was just there like, bro. Obviously, I respect what she's saying. I'm like, okay, cool. You know what? That makes sense. I'm not going to force anything. Let's just cut it right there. And then after 2 weeks, like, obviously I'm too scared to try this ever again. Like, I'm like, I can't do this. Like, how can I even try this thing? I'm speaking to everybody about it. I'm to all my boys, my guys. I can't, like, seem to maintain an erection. And my boys instantly die. But some of them are like, bro, no, it's very normal. You're not really sexually active, so you just have a lot of things on your mind. Like, next time you do it, make sure you're playing music. Make sure that you're like, you're really focused on nothing. Like, just relax. If she's kissing you, don't think about how you're kissing. I just kiss her. If she's touching you, don't think about it. Just like, just enjoy. You know when they say you're on a, like, let's say you're on a boat, bro, and then the waves are just moving the boat. Like, just let your body move. Like, just play and move with it. You understand? So now I'm doing that, bro. I'm playing and I'm moving with everything we do now. Like, I'm a man that's very much in the head. Like, I used to think about everything. So now I'm like, no more. That's not going to happen to me. No more. And it did not happen to me. Like, when I was chilling, I was just enjoying. I stopped thinking about anything. I used to count random numbers to get myself calm. Now I said, nah, tonight is the night that I'm going to do this thing. Ain't nobody stopping me until I finally am able to please my girlfriend and like be intimate with her. Like, we're doing this, bro. Like, ain't nothing stopping us. So now I'm confident. I'm going with the water. I'm floating. You know what I'm saying? I've got my protection under the pillow. I'm playing the music. I've got the wine to calm me down. I am good. I am in my element. Today is the day that I finally please my girlfriend. So now she comes and she sees that today she's chilling with the man. I'm confident. I'm a gentleman. We're going. We're kissing. We're floating. We're touching each other. Everything is working. I grabbed the condom with confidence. I strapped it on. And then she goes, oh. I'm like, what? Mind you, it's on and I am still hard as a rock. I am the rock. I'm that guy who's ready to go. She goes, oh no, I'm on my period. Yo! I said, what? Because I told yesterday I'm on my period. And I'm like, oh my God, she did. Because yeah, I thought we were just kissing. Like, I didn't think it was like, that, like, we were going there. She goes, no, but we can try again in maybe like a week. Bro, now obviously you can just imagine where I'm at. Like, I have no experience in this. I've been watching YouTube videos. I am tired. So what do? I say, you know what? That next week, I am going to make sure I started exercising. I was running. I was doing certain movements to work on the stroke. I said, I'm going to go in like Tato Rampedi. And the new day comes. Everything that I had before happening was happening. And guess what your boy did? Your boy, Tato Rampedi, did it. I did it. And I became the man I am today. Actually, I'm playing. But eventually I was able to do it, guys. And I was just there like, wow. Like, I've escaped the friend zone. I'm able to please my girl and be pleased by my girl. I am a new man. I am a different person. I am able to like please somebody. I mean, I know it sounds extremely silly. I mean, there's guys who don't even go through this at all. Mind you, I have no problems with getting an erection. Like, that's all good. But I was just there like, wow, like, as much as that was so difficult and that took so much of me, the fact that I kept going and I kept doing everything that I could to improve that situation, I eventually got to the point where I had the confidence to attain my crush. I had the confidence to finally have sex. I had the confidence to be myself. And I had the confidence to exert and showcase confidence. And that changed me, like, that day changed me so much. Like, everything I did, the way I exchanged conversations with people, the way I would go and hit on girls, the way I would like speak to my lecturers, it really changed me. And I know it sounds so ridiculous, and I'm not saying you must go have sex to be a confident person, but my point is, no matter what you do in life, if you feel stuck, if you feel like you can't go into what you're trying to do, no pun intended, really do research about it and get yourself into the zone. Like, think about it, like, really focus. Like, even now, shooting this podcast, I could not shoot. I'm tired, I'm burnt, I'm hot, I'm defeated. But I said, bro, I need to shoot. Let me remind myself why I want to shoot, why I want to have seated with my lomi. Let me remind myself why I do YouTube. You get what I'm saying? And that got me to a position where I recorded a video. I just want to say, if you guys have been following these seated episodes, it's basically me naked, me telling you guys my true life experiences. And the purpose of this is for you guys to see that, like, what you go through, you're not going through it alone. And for us to just see that, you know what, it's okay to speak about certain things. Because I think our generation is so scared to speak about things that we're going through. We're so scared to speak about things that we're fighting and battling with because we're so scared of being judged. But let me tell you something. There's been probably thousands of guys. I'm sure many of my friends have gone through what I've gone through. And it's all about just speaking about it to somebody else, and that person will ease your emotions. So if you guys enjoyed this episode of Seated with Malume, thank you. I enjoyed it too. Nice and sweet. I wanted to tell the story so badly, man. I think I did a long time ago. But yeah, this was me in the friend zone for 3 years and me having problems with doing my thing. I love you guys so much. Please do some sort of engagement, and I'll see you guys next week, Monday. Seated with Malume comes out every single Monday, baby. So please expect consistency from me. And I've got a whole lot of travel content coming out in the next 2 weeks of me in Durban. And Malume's mic is dropping very soon. Love you guys so much. See you guys soon, huh? Danko.